Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Today's the day I've been looking forward to. Elvis, the new movie debuting at the Chaffey Theatre. Every time we've mentioned this film, of course, we have mentioned one thing, and that is Tom Hanks's accent that he's chosen to play Elvis's manager.
I have taken the liberty of making these contracts out in the name of Elvis Presley Enterprises. A family business.
You are obsessed with it.
I am obsessed with trying to figure out what this accent is. I've reached out to an expert. Nick Curno is a voice and dialect expert. He joins us on the line to help out. Nick, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
I've got a few clips for us all to listen and reflect on. First, let's hear the actual Colonel Tom Parker.
I did all the promotion, the outdoor advertising, and he did the show on the stage. And the fans made it possible.
Nick, if you had to, just off hearing that, are there any qualities or ticks or anything you pick up on?
Well, yeah, it's a very short little clip, but you can hear he sounds like someone who is European, who has lived in America for a very long time, which is what he is. Mm. When he says the stage, the TH in the, note how he turns it into a bit of a D, the stage.
I've got an example here, I think, of Hanks doing a very similar thing.
Uh-huh. There are some who'd make me out to be the villain of this here story.
The villain.
Yes. And the original Colonel also, when he said fans, that we spell that with an S on the end, but we say it with a Z sound, but he kept it as an S. Fans.
It must be a really tough accent to try and kind of impersonate. Nick, if you were trying to teach somebody how to do that, is there a base accent you would get them to start with and then slowly tweak it? Or what would the process be?
It's always interesting coaching someone to be a real life person because they always have unique tics. And this Colonel was a really interesting fellow. Apparently, he spent a whole lot of time trying to pretend that he was American from the South or something like that. So his way of speaking is already going to be quite considered and sort of manipulated.
So it is kind of like a hat on a hat. He's having to do multiple impressions or multiple accents in the one go.
Well, yeah, because this guy was an interesting hybrid.
Do you think it works, what
I
Hanks
think so.
Is doing?
Just from what I've heard. Because he's just been talking about specific speech sounds, but he's also doing a thing with the music of his voice, which is that thing that you're hearing with he's pitching his voice up. The rhythm of his voice is a little bit different too. That's just
it's always sing-songy. Yeah.
That's exactly what I've latched on. Just to, I guess, bring it home, let's listen to my impression once more. This is me doing Tom Hanks doing Colonel Tom Parker and Elvis.
It was at that moment that Elvis the man was sacrificed and Elvis the god was born.
It's not great.
Well, you've latched onto the sing-songiness of it. And if I was coaching you to do this, I'd say, yes, you're in the right ballpark, but pull that sing-songiness back a little bit. Maybe more, Elvis the God was born.
Nick, this was so fascinating. I wish we could get you in every time Brooke and I have to do a single character or voice. But
well, any time.
You say that, but you probably don't want to hear our very full-time job impressions. Yeah. thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.